And we're all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. There's this really cool velodrome in Carson, and it hosts what they call Club Day occasionally. Cycles Veloce got a chance to go out there for their Club Day. And we had a chance to talk to Bob Kabinski of Cycles Veloce about what a great time they had out there. And that was done right on site at the velodrome. Also, we'll have Marco of Velo Club Lagrange Westwood chatting a little bit about the Nichols Canyon training ride. So let's go to those now and enjoy, listen up, see what they had to say. Bike Sport Radio is here today at the ADT Velodrome, and it is Club Day. We talk about bike racers, bike racing, what you need to race bikes. I'm here with Bob Kabinski from Cycles Veloce. Hey, Bob. Whoa. Watch that step there.
That's a doozy.
You got a good turnout here today, huh?
Yeah, this is our second session of the day. We had about 15, 16 guys earlier, and you know they did the same thing we're doing, which is open the track training, an introductory to track riding. So
you don't have to have your own bikes?
No, they provide the bikes.
Provide the bikes.
They provide the instruction.
Right.
You know, and give
Roger
their time.
Young is out here. I see he's on his motor now. Looks like we're gonna have some motor pacing going on.
Yeah, soon. we've been here for probably an hour right now, and and went through the first few 20 laps, 30 laps, getting used to the track, the steep banks. It's a 45 degree banking here. It's a 250 meter track. Nice. Which is really fun to ride on.
Nice. And the bikes are felt something or other. Felt,
yeah,
felt
TK3s,
track bikes. And does the club pay a flat rate or something just for the day? Or
well, what we did is we worked out with Roger to rent the track for the day, yes. And we were going to kind of toss around charging everybody a minimal fee, but you know, we had a meeting with Simple Green, who is one of our major sponsors, and we worked out a deal with them, and we provided a service for our team members, you know, to open it up to another discipline in the cycling world, which a lot of people aren't exposed to.
Yeah, most of these people, have they ridden the track? They have never ridden the track, probably.
There's probably just a handful that have, but 90% have not.
How do they like it?
I think they're getting excited about it.
Smiles.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun.
Nice, nice. And somebody wants to find out about the club. The club is, tell us a little bit about the club.
Cycles Veloce has been around since the early 80s. It's Simple Green has been our title sponsor for the past 15 years, which they've done tremendous, they're a tremendous value to us. Well recognized, we've gone through a lot of racing over the years. What we're trying to do is kind of rebuild our membership and you know get back into the racing part of it. We've been a club / masters racers for a long time. We want to be a club and overall racers. We want to attract the juniors. We have a junior squad this year of four young juniors. We have a Cat 1-2 team with four or five racers on that. And over the next year or two, we want to slowly build that up and kind of rekindle the team. You know, averaged our ages last year through our membership.
Uh-oh.
And our membership age was around the 48 plus.
Okay.
So what we want to do is kind of rekindle that.
It's good you're getting juniors involved and building up for the next generation. How do people find out more about Cycles Veloce if they want to find out about the club to our listeners out there?
www.cyclesveloce.com.
All right. Great. All right. Anything else you want to add, Bob? Looks like they're getting ready for another session here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go grab some water and then we'll get back on it.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Be on Bike Sport Radio.